Artificial intelligence, AI, is advancing at an unprecedented pace, transforming industries across the board, including right here in New York. The technology is already making its mark, from things like predictive algorithms shaping real estate trends to AI-powered tools streamlining business operations. But as AI becomes more integrated into daily life, city and state lawmakers are grappling with how to regulate it. New York is taking steps to establish guardrails, introducing policies aimed at balancing innovation with accountability. From concerns over data privacy and algorithmic bias to the impact on jobs and economic growth, the debate over AI regulation is really just beginning. To help us unpack these questions, we're joined by Alex Spyropoulos, Director of Government Relations at Tech NYC, a nonprofit representing New York City's tech industry, to talk about how New York's regulatory efforts will impact the industry and the city. Alex, thanks for being here. Let's get real about AI.
Thanks so much for having me.
So AI is growing at an incredible pace, and it's transforming industries, including real estate. But there's still no clear federal framework for regulating it. Why is AI regulation being left to individual states?
I think as we've seen across the board, and when it comes to sort of technological regulation, the federal government hasn't actually taken any sort of steps or measures to put in place any sort of blanket 50-state laws. Because as we've seen across the board and things like data privacy and others, the federal government hasn't been able to coalesce around an approach that they're looking to take in terms of how they perceive the risks to be, what sort of guardrails they want to put in place. And so in that absence, a lot of the states are looking towards their own regulations to sort of try to address a lot of the risks that they perceive to exist when it comes to this new innovative technology.
So New York has been named a leader in AI innovation, but we are lagging behind many of the other states when it comes to regulating. Why do you think that is?
I think it's exactly for that reason, right? Because New York has taken a very measured approach to AI regulation. And I think in large part because New York is a very big home of applied AI, the capital of AI, and deploying it in various industries, right? And New York is the traditional home to finance, to fashion, to real estate. And so we're seeing all of these AI companies come to New York because they want to build their products in a way that they can easily integrate them into all these various sectors. And so I think to the credit of the New York City and state lawmakers and policymakers, right, they've taken a very measured approach into how they're looking at regulating AI up to this point, because they recognize that this is such an explosive industry and has the ability to be so impactful in all these various sort of traditional sectors where New York is a leader globally. And I think because of that approach, we've sort of seen a balance in how legislators are looking at regulation, trying to put some of the more sort of baseline frameworks in place as opposed to passing or pursuing a lot of the broad brushstroke, broadly impactful pieces of legislation that would probably inhibit growth both for AI specific companies, but also for all these different sectors that are benefiting from the various applications of AI.
Interesting. So how does New York's approach so far compare to other states?
Yeah, so I think New York is actually really unique in the sense that we've spent a lot of energy and money and resources and at the state level and the city level in towards trying to draw in a lot of companies and also put dollars behind some of the AI efforts. So in New York State, we were the first state in the nation to create our own supercomputer program. So the governor and the legislators last year passed in the budget $250 million to create the Empower AI program, which is essentially a state-run or state-funded supercomputer that higher education institutions throughout the state, both public and private, are going to be able to use for the next phases of research. So stuff, research that would normally take, 2-3 years now can be done in 2-3 weeks. And so we're putting a lot of effort into understanding what the resources and are needed to sort of develop and advance AI technologies, make them more accessible. But I think also we've seen some of the ways that other states have looked to regulate AI. I think most notably California, there was a lot of conversation last year with a bill, SB 1047, that would put a lot of blanket restrictions on how AI tools and systems are developed, which that bill ended up getting vetoed by the governor there, but I think is a pretty notable flag in this, in the sand in terms of what is sort of out there, what's being considered by other states, and what can we try to avoid here in New York, which I think up until this point, legislators have been pretty conscious of those types of regulations and what their impacts would be, both for the companies that want to build their tools in New York, but also I think for a lot of the businesses throughout the state who would benefit from the advancements in AI, whether it be to help with customer service, whether it be for helping to improve the way they operate internally, functions, finance, fashion, as I mentioned before, and all those different aspects where we're seeing AI be beneficial both for businesses and consumers. And so we're trying to avoid a lot of those pitfalls that we've seen elsewhere.
Right. So there are several AI-related bills being discussed right now in New York. What are the policies trying to achieve?
I would say I'd put them in two buckets. I think one really focuses on how these AI tools are being developed. So what goes into building an AI system? And then the other bucket is how are those AI tools being used? So like the deployment or the end use of AI. And so right in the first bucket, you have regulations that talk about how, you know, if you need to put safety protocols in place when you're building an advanced AI system, or what types of audits do you have to undergo as you're developing an AI tool to prevent against bias, against risk, all those different factors that legislators are trying to get ahead of what they perceive to be potential risks or pitfalls with the development or deployment of AI. And then in the second bucket, we see a lot of regulation on what are the ways in which AI is integrated or being used by New Yorkers, right? And so there's several bills that deal with, you know, AI chatbots, right? I'm sure most folks at this point have engaged with some sort of AI customer service chatbot or broadly engaged with a generative AI chatbot like ChatGPT or Gemini. And so I think, right, there are restrictions there to say, like, we need more disclosure that, you know, New Yorkers should know when they're talking to an AI, or at least be aware that they're engaging with AI, right? Because we're seeing them integrated in so many different capacities throughout the state, right? Chatbots, we see it integrated into security systems. We see it integrated into the background features of websites and platforms that we're using every day. And so having more disclosure, more transparency, and a better understanding for New Yorkers about what they're engaging with and ensuring that there are no risks when they are, or minimizing the risks when they are engaging with these AI tools.
Interesting. So real estate specific, there are applications in real estate such as like tenant screening, property valuations, mortgage lending. How would these applications directly affect the industry?
Yeah, it's a great point, right? I think there's a wide variety of ways in which AI is being integrated into real estate, right? As you mentioned, tenant screenings, property valuations. I think there are several bills that are being considered at the state level that would directly attempt to address what they perceive to be potential risks with the integration of AI into all these different capacities, right? So there's a piece of legislation that would put guardrails in place on, right, how algorithms and AI can be used when making housing tenant decisions, right? Or to set prices for a particular property. And so it would say, you know, landlords would not be able to use AI to adjust the rent of a given property based on, you know, market factors be determined by an algorithm or an AI. And so when we're seeing all these different capacities, right, it's not only just like the individual risks for how AI might be integrated for these real estate specific purposes, but it's also, I think, a big portion of we're seeing a lot of companies come to New York and think about ways in which they want to build their tools here. They want to grow their businesses here. They want to take office space. They want to become a part of the New York sort of fabric. And the more that we regulate AI here, I think, as particularly as it comes to, you know, comparison to other places throughout the country where we're seeing maybe more lax restrictions, like in California or Texas or Florida, we're sort of competing for those businesses, right? We want them to be here. We want them to continue to grow and apply their tools in New York. And the more that we pass, you know, both real estate specific regulations, but also broader regulations on AI, the more likely that we're going to run into a scenario where people are going to be moving their businesses or taking their businesses elsewhere as opposed to coming to New York.
So to that point, what would that mean for the city's economy if the regulatory environment is too restrictive and people decide they want to set up shop somewhere else? What would that mean for the city?
Yeah, it would have a pretty big impact, in my opinion, I think, right? Because we're thinking about all the ways in which New York is an applied AI capital of the world, right? And so when we're thinking about how finance institutions are integrating AI or real estate or fashion, right? We're seeing all these companies starting to hire more programmers, starting to hire more engineers, and think about the ways in which they can build in these advanced innovative technologies into their workflows. And so if we're saying, well, you can't use, you know, an algorithm in a certain way in New York, right, then the business might say, well, this is really integral to the way that we operate. We think that it would be better off for us to move somewhere else and move a lot of our business elsewhere, right? And so I think, right, that's sort of the opposite of, I think, what we strive to do it here in New York, right? We want to create a community where people can grow and innovate. You know, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. And so I think when we're looking at AI regulation, because New York, you know, it's still in its nascent stage in terms of the innovation of the technology and the regulation of it, I think, right, if we go too far in putting in a blanket restrictions on AI development or deployment, companies are going to say, when they're deciding where they want to go, they're going to say, well, maybe we shouldn't go to New York. Maybe we shouldn't build our business here. Maybe we should go somewhere else where there's less restrictions. And then I think in addition to that aspect of like companies growing and building their businesses here, right, there are a lot of different tools that regular businesses are integrating into their, you know, their everyday workflows that help them reach customers better, that makes their businesses more efficient. It helps them, you know, amplify or maximize, multiply their workforce. And so when we're seeing the restrictions on how AI is being developed in New York, it also has implications for the deployment of those tools, right? And we want businesses, the small businesses, to be able to take advantage of, you know, the fact that they may not be able to hire a customer service representative to deal with customer inquiries, but they can integrate an AI chatbot tool that makes them more responsive to consumers, make the customer experience better, and it also is a beneficial tool for the business, right? And so we don't want to put blanket restrictions in place that would both curb the development of AI here in New York, but also curb the adoption of AI by businesses throughout the state.
Right. And you're speaking to this already, but are there concerns specifically about how regulations could unintentionally slow down adoption within the real estate sector?
Yeah, I think definitely, right? There's a lot of restrictions on, for example, like biometric identifiers, both at the city and state level. And so when we're thinking about like regulations that would address features that would help, say, make a real estate, you know, building provide a better access for tenants or more security or various components that can make the experience of being in that space better, I think we're thinking about ways in which those restrictions also have trickle down effects, right? If it's more enjoyable to work in a building in Miami than it is to work in New York, right? Does that make Miami a more appealing place to be? And I personally don't think so, right? But I think in the ways in which we're thinking about regulation, a lot of the times legislators are thinking about regulating this in terms of like regulating tech. But I think, right, because AI is so widespread in its use and it's growing every day in terms of the number of companies and sectors that are integrating it, it's very important that folks in the real estate space or in fashion or in finance are speaking up about when we see these types of sort of AI regulations coming forward from lawmakers. It's important to know that it's not just the Googles, Amazons, Metas of the world that are sort of being targeted here or being impacted. It's also, you know, the real estate landlords. It's also the commercial building operators. It's also, you know, the financial institutions who are integrating a lot of these tools and would be impacted and would see their ability to continue to innovate and operate in New York be hindered.
So there's need for innovation and there's also demand for responsible governance. Mm-hmm. How are companies balancing those two?
Yeah, I think a lot of the companies are really thoughtful about how they are looking at the way they roll out and test and build their products, right? And I think this is an evolving space. You know, we are learning more every day about the capabilities of AI, new advancements in the types of ways in which AI is being used and deployed. And the companies are very cognizant of the fact that this has the ability to transform a lot of different industries and sectors. And I think are thinking about ways, you know, particularly in New York, about how they can build those tools specifically for, say, you know, real estate or for finance or for fashion or agriculture. And thinking about ways in which we can put in those protections for, say, the baseline of like what we think, you know, users should be aware of, the average New Yorker should have as a sort of fundamental protection, but also not say we need to put a blanket regulation on how you build your tool or how you, how you think about what ways in which AI is being applied or used here in New York. We want to continue to drive forward innovation, which I think is very important, right? Because we're in a globally competitive market when it comes to AI, right? It's not just We've talked a lot about, you know, New York versus California in terms of tech, but it's not, you know, China is a very big innovator in this space. Like we saw with DeepSeek, you know, a couple of months ago, right? There are folks in other countries who are thinking about this. And so if we create a vacuum in terms of, you know, growth and inhibiting growth because we're overly regulating AI, we're creating opportunities for folks in China or elsewhere to come in and fill that vacuum, which I think also has broader implications for the way in which we all use AI in everyday, you know, life, and also how businesses are using AI in terms of their integration for their, you know, their next 5, 10, 15 years.
Yeah. So as the technology grows and changes, New York has an opportunity to lead. What is that opportunity? And also, how can policymakers ensure that we stay at the forefront?
Yeah, I think it's sending a really clear message that New York is open for AI business, right? And we want companies who are building their tools, whether it be in the West Coast or anywhere, to come to New York and say, there are a lot of opportunities for you to both network with other folks in the tech space, but also ways in which you can build specific applied AI tools for the various communities and sectors that New York is a really big home of. And so when we're thinking about what New York can do in terms of the regulatory space, right, I think we, as I mentioned before, right, we spent over $250 million on an Empower AI program to invest and show, you know, the country and the world that like New York is invested in AI. And I think the more that we continue to go down that path and say, create opportunities and incentives for people to come here and build their businesses here, it's going to be beneficial both for the AI sector, the tech sector, but also for the broader New York economy. Because again, the way in which people are integrating, businesses are integrating AI tools really is very impactful in terms of delivering services to customers, improving the quality of services, and also just driving forward innovation more broadly. And so when we're thinking about what we want to avoid, right, we can see what's been done in other states. We think we can try to avoid some of those pitfalls. I think right there, we can always happy to work with legislators and think about creative ways to we can, which we can put in like sound guardrails, but we don't want to be overly restrictive or legislating or crafting policy from a place of fear. I think we want to craft policy from a place of understanding and trying to maximize the capacity that this very powerful, innovative tool has the potential to deliver for New York.
Well, Alex, thanks so much for being here. Real Talk NYC is produced by the Real Estate Board of New York. Today's episode was edited and hosted by Grace Boak with help from Jason Ryan. Thanks for listening.